How serious do you believe sin to be? Some see sin as something that is entirely unimportant, while others see sin as something that is really not that good, but something that is not that serious and does not have that significant of results. But if we look together in Isaiah chapter 59, we'll see just how serious our sins against God truly are. In Isaiah 59 and verses 1 and 2, the prophet said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear." There was a great problem here with Israel, and that is that their prayers were not being heard. I like the way that Isaiah phrases this statement when he says, "The problem is not within God, but the problem is within you." He said that the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. The idea of God reaching out to pick them up out of their sin, but his hand's not long enough to do so. That's not the problem. He also says that the problem is not with God's hearing, that he can't hear what you're telling him. But the problem is with you. The problem is that your iniquities in your life have separated you from God. I think a lot of times whenever we think about sin separating people from God, we think of maybe just about a person who has not yet obeyed the gospel. But notice here that Isaiah is writing to individuals who were children of God, and their sins had separated them from God. Also, in Galatians chapter 5, Paul, in writing the churches of Galatia, told them about the seriousness of their sin. He said in Galatians 5, verse 4, "You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace." That could also be translated, "You have been severed," or "You have been cut off from Christ." The Galatians had left the law of Jesus Christ, and they'd gone back to the law of Moses and were attempting to be justified by that law, something that is sin in and of itself. And Paul said, "Because you have done this, you have been cut off from Jesus." Yet another thing that sin does to us. But if you'll look at one more verse with me, we'll see again how serious our sins are. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, Paul said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." A wage is something that we really understand in our life. We go to a job and we get paid a certain wage or a certain payment for the amount of hours that we have worked. The same idea is true spiritually, that we are rewarded or paid for the things that we have done in this life, the spiritual work. And whenever our spiritual work is sin, the result of that is going to be eternal death. That is separation from God if we choose to do nothing about that sin. Let us always remember the significance of sin, and let us do our best not to commit it and thus separate ourselves from our Lord.